Namaste and welcome back to another episode of the Sapient. Today we have Karin on the episode, and she is a lot of things, right? An entrepreneur and author, but also works in healthcare. So good morning, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you? I'm doing well from LA. 6 p.m. at night, and I know it's morning in your time, so good morning everybody whoever listened to us.
Yes, good morning and good evening simultaneously at the same time. So could you introduce yourself and let us know what you do?
Of course. So hi everyone, my name is Karin Akhmani, and I'm the owner of Pure Center here in LA, and I'm a colon hydrotherapist and naturopathic doctor. So some people like to call me Dr. Karin, but I like you to call me just Karin. I'm a therapist, and my whole point in life is pretty much to help people through their gut health and through colonics and cleaning their system from inside out. That's what I'm specialized in. So as you mentioned before, I did wrote a book that's called Shit Isn't a Dirty Word, and it's available in Amazon if any of your audience wants to purchase it, or on my site. And it's a very fun book with all the intel about everything I do in really simple way, not high words, not doctor words, not science words, to give an idea of what is colonics and why our gut health is so important. So yeah, this is me, and I'm a mother of four. I'm a 49 years old. I do it for 25 years. And last month I was on the stage. I have my own solo show that called Shit Isn't a Dirty Word, where I speak shit about gut health, and I want to bring shit to the mainstream. This whole thing about being in podcasts and having my own podcast is to spread the message that gut health is so important, and unfortunately 99% of the world doesn't even close to understand how important and affiliate with other disease like depression and menopause and cancer and anxiety and headaches and constipation and bloating. So if any of the audience feeling it, that's why I do what I do, and I do it with a lot of love. And you know, you're in India, and what I do, it's a therapy that been in the world at least 6,000 years. And I know in India, as well as in Thailand, as well as in normal places, they do believe that everything starts from the gut, and it's so important to clean your gut from toxins and blockages in order for you to meditate, to feel good, to well-being, to be complete with yourself. So it's not just physical cleanse, it's also mental and spiritual cleanse as well. So, you know, we live in the modern world when they think it's a trend, but no, it's not a trend. It's a very important thing. And I don't know if you know, but cancer today is in a very high rise, especially colon cancer is in a high rise. And it has a lot to do with the food that we're eating and all the substance and toxins and poison they put in our food that we need to eliminate. So yeah, this is who I am, the shitty lady.
Got it. That was brief. Yeah. So what was your original inspiration, right, to work in this industry, right? Because it's not an industry that's very common.
Right. Now, my dream wasn't to clean anybody's colon, and definitely not to see shit all day long. But my dream was to work with cancer patients. And more than that, when I started my way with naturopathic doctor, and when I started to be familiar with detox, then I found about colonics. And when I started to treat some cancer patient, I remember that one of the clients came to me and say, you know what, Karin, thank you so much for your treatment. And I'm like, you know, you're welcome. And he's like, no, Karin, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm like, okay, I get it. And then he said three words that turned my life upside down, because this is when I'm talking about fate and destiny, but that was the moment that I knew my destiny. I had a gift of treating people and helping, but that moment really brought everything to light up is when he said, thank you for making me feel human, you know, making me feel human. Those are very powerful words, because not every day you hear someone saying, thank you for making me feel human by pooping, by just releasing blockages. This is big. That was bigger than me. And if you believe in fate and destiny and to be aligned with what you do in life, that was my moment. And I think at that moment, everything like synchronized to the point that I knew, okay, this is what I'm going to do, because this is the area no one touched. And this is, for me, things that are going easy are not that interesting. And I wanted the challenge. I wanted to break taboo around. I wanted to help people from a different angle. And when I saw results, you know, results are speaking by themselves, but what you see is what you get. And that drawn me to do what I do with a lot of love. Mm-hmm. 25 years, I've seen a lot of shit comes out from so many people. And every time I'm envying, I'm like, wow, the world really need me, because people don't even have idea how much shit they carry, you know, spiritually, physically, everything. Yes, that's how I started my road, and I do it with love, with a lot of love.
So for those people who don't understand the process of it, right? Can you help us understand how does it work and, you know, who should get it?
Sure. So colonics, the definition of colonics is cleaning your colon. And the procedure is really, really very simple. It's a 45 minutes procedure that a person come lay down on a table. We hook them up with speculum to the rectum. That's the only discomfort. You know, it's a discomfort procedure, but it doesn't hurt. They're fully covered, and then the therapist, me or my other therapist, sit with you, with them for 45 minutes. We run water into the colon and outside the colon. So everything happened in closed circle, and you can see through a machine, through a TV, what comes out of you. And this is amazing. When you see what comes out, it's always a visual thing. When you see what comes out, your mind is like blowing, because it's one thing when I'm telling you, it's another thing when you can actually see that I'm not bullshitting you, and you can see what leaves your body and you feel immediately relief. So it's not something I'm sending home. It's you feel like changes right away, almost right away. So when toxins are leaving, you can actually see the skin starting to clear up. When shit comes out, you feel emptiness and some loosen up places. It helps when you see the gas, the bubbles of gas comes out. It helps with a bloating. So you can see and feel everything right away. So this is what happened. And again, my explanation will be a little bit, you know, this is it, black and white, but it's much simpler than I explain it. So it's like there is evacuation of the water, but everything happened in circle. There is no touch in shit, or there is no odor, or everything is very clean. Everything is disposable, obviously. You're fully covered with the gown we provide. It's a very safe environment for the client, almost like a massage. And during the treatment, I'm massaging the colon so things can move more smoothly. This is the way we do colonics. I know that they do colonics in a different way in Thailand, maybe in India, maybe they don't use the same machine, but it's like gravity enema, where there is a bucket of water, they run same, it works pretty much on the same things. There is a hose that goes in the rectum. It's very small. It's not nothing that anyone should be afraid of. And there is water, some places will run water and then you go to the restroom if they don't have the machine. Mm-hmm. But it's a big different than just regular enema, because enema doesn't clean you properly. It's just going to clean some things at the end. And it's great tool to use as a first aid. So this is the procedure. In my book, mm-hmm. there is description of exactly how it goes and what you should feel and everything. I can talk about it for hours, but like in general, that's what happened. There is a discomfort feeling because you feel like you need to shit, basically, like a little stomachache. But that comes and goes as you clean. The minute things starting to move out of your body, you're not going to feel that discomfort. So it's up and down, kind of.
And why did you write the book?
Why?
Yeah.
Because most of my clients, I mean, over the years, clients come and ask so many questions. And one of my clients back in the days told me, like, Corinne, maybe you should write something because I've never seen anyone work like you, talking about it with like fun and laughing and, you know, make the client feel very comfortable about themselves. Because the idea is that when you come to me, I want to create an environment that you're going to be comfortable with and remember me with good thoughts, not like as your nightmare. And I want you to also feel safe that we're doing things that will help you, you know, because sometimes it's just to open the door for you. And she said, you know, the because whatever there is on Google, it's very scientific, like colonics is clean, is this, it's like there is high words. And I said, you know something? It's a great idea. So one thing led to the other, and I wrote this amazing book. It's kind of like a journey for the reader. When you start to read my book, I wanted you to find yourself inside those pages. I wanted you to read and laugh. I wanted you to read and say, oh my God, I feel it the same when I eat broccoli, or oh my God, I feel it now in that area. I want you to feel familiar and that you're not alone, that you're one of 99% of the world that actually have problem or something in the digestive health. And as you read the book, it's like you start as you've been in one of my sessions. So it will feel like I've treated you. And at the end of it, I do, like, it starts from the beginning and then it leads you to my own personal story, what brought me and cancer. And I do all the connection between cancer and anxiety and vitamins. And I answer every question I heard in the past 25 years. So you have pretty much answers for everything. So when you finish to read the book, you have all the knowledge and it will drive you to book your next appointment. Because after you read it, you're like, wow, maybe I should consider that. And even if you didn't consider, it will be in your brain. It will be in your thought and you might use it. And what's cool about this book, it's like a, I like to call it the restroom book instead of the coffee table book, because you can always go back and forth to it. If you have questions, because I do talk about the colors of the poop, the shape, the smell, the texture. And sometimes you will watch and you're going to say, oh my God, I remember she said something. So you can go back and forth and it will answer and it's going to remind you all the time. So yeah, it's a very fun book. I had really a lot of fun to write it. And everyone that read it said it was the most funny and informative and very simple to read. It's not heavy. It's very light for the average Joe to understand.
Got it. And so once you started writing the book, right, because you already have like years of experience in this industry, but also you have like work with real people to solve the issues, right?
For sure. So
what was your kind of direction when you started writing the book? Not only just to give out information, but what was your like, you know, I would say agenda behind it? Like
the agenda in general, in everything I do, not just the book, also my vitamin lines and the colonics, is to break the taboo about poop, about digestion health. A lot of the people are so afraid to talk about it. I meet people that suffer from constipation for 10 years and they're not gonna say anything about it. They will go back and forth and take laxative instead of coming to someone like me that can actually help them to solve the root of the problem and not patching. And then you see the reaction of the people. It's like, oh my God, how dumb I was not to do it. Why did I suffer for so long? Now, and the other agenda was to really open the door. I wanted it to be a mainstream. I wanted people to talk freely about their gut health and to make sure they understand that this is the key for pretty much, I want to say 90% of our disease. Because me and you, we live in this world that people like to label you. And you like to, I mean, and people like to label themselves. Like, I have an anxiety and I need to take this and that and that. And my agenda is to really say to everyone, it's okay to feel the way you feel. That's what I call human. To be human being, that means that sometimes you're going to feel pain, sometimes you're going to feel depressed, sometimes you're going to cry, and sometimes you're going to laugh. And all those emotions are okay. It's like to give you permission that it's okay to feel suck. It's okay to feel bad today. And yes, it's okay to feel constipated. And let me open that door for you to explain you that maybe if you're going to take a look at your day and what you eat and how you run your day, maybe if you're going to do some changes, that might help you. And maybe poop can save your life. Maybe you've seen colors because you know, you have to understand that our body talks to us all the time. We get signals all the time. So constipation is a signal. Headaches is signal. Back pain is signal. And if we're not, I mean, if we're ignoring it, obviously, in some point, it will haunt us. So in some point, it will turn into a major disease. But imagine a great world. When you have a headache, more than two times, you're going to do something about it. And I'm not saying take a pill for it. I'm saying search. Why do you have? In what time of the day you have? Maybe you didn't drink enough water. Maybe you don't have enough fiber. Maybe you have a lot of toxins in your body and this is the time to eliminate. And then go to the doctor and say, okay, I'm 49 years old. I have this and I have that and I have... And maybe then try to work your way out and not taking another Advil or another Tylenol, another pill that, yes, it's going to relieve for the moment, but tomorrow it's going to come back. So the idea...
Yeah, so you're talking about like the long-term wellness rather than...
Awareness.
Like the short-term...
Always long-term.
This episode of Sapien Podcast is brought to you by Gut Reaction, a powerful new novel by best-selling author and Newbery Honor winner Kirby Larson, written alongside her daughter Gwyn Wyatt. This heartfelt and funny story follows a teen learning to navigate life with a chronic illness, a journey inspired by Gwyn's own experiences with Crohn's disease. Gut Reaction is all about resilience, self-discovery, and not letting a diagnosis define you. Whether you have faced health challenges yourself or just love a great uplifting read, this book is for you. Gut Reaction is available now wherever books are sold. Learn more at gutreactionbook.com. That's gutreactionbook.com. The link is in the description.
And always make sure you listen to your body. Always. Sometimes I have clients that come to me with a lot of back pain. Back pain is a very common thing. And this is the news for a lot of people that back pain, especially lower back pain, can be caused by your colon because there is so much accumulation of shit. And I'm saying so much accumulation of shit that it's pressing on your lower back. And if you do an x-ray, you actually see shit stuck there. And by releasing it, your back pain will go away. So imagine people that don't even have an idea, because they can live with constipation, or when their poop come in very small or it's very stink and full of toxins, yeah, there is signs. And we need to be aware. And that brings me to cancer, for example, because you heard it once. But when people say, oh, he went to the doctor and the doctor gave him 6 months. Or from the moment he find out, he died 5 months out. So that the news is that he had signs or she had signs for at least 2 years. She ignored them. Mm-hmm. When she went to see the doctor, that was too late. And that's why there is those 3 months, 6 months, a year. It's because the organs, when the organ is already shooting pain and disease, that means that organ is already done sending you signals. Mm-hmm. It's already the disease is out, the pain is out, the constipation is out. I mean, there is so many factors that already out, and now you're just feeling it. So if someone throw up out of nowhere blood and he ignored that because the next day didn't happen, I'm saying, okay, mm-hmm. take that sign. And with that sign, you need to go and check what's going on with you. Now, don't ignore it and think, oh, it's going to go away. No, it's not going to go away. But the minute it's going to get worse, then the disease happens. You know? The best way possible I like to explain it is, you know, here in America, we take our car for a tune-up every 3 months. You know, we change oils. We live in this body for all our life. So at least once in a lifetime, you want to tune up all the oil so all the organs can work properly, because we are abusing this body we have for so many things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my agenda is really to open eye for people that there is other ways. There is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just need, you know, to open the door. And someone like me that talk about shit freely and tell them, that's okay, you know, you're good, you're just a part of it, it's fine, it's great, it's okay, nothing happened. If you have constipation, nothing happened, we can do something about it.
Yeah, I mean, it is like just understanding your body, right, and what it is trying to tell you
always, right?
In terms of just disease, or even just, you know, slight signals that the body is, you know, giving out.
True.
Right? That people have suppressed, right? Because we live in this urban environment where sensitivity is not a preference.
And there is a lot of stress, and you have to understand, not everything is food, and not everything is, it's a combination of stress, of food, of, you know, back in the days when I was 20, people used to go to India to find themselves and to go to those mountains, to be alone and to meditate, to reconnect with their body. Because only, I guess, in the mountain, when there is more, less civilization, I want to say, no internet and nothing that can affect you, you can be tuned with your body. And it's amazing how people want to do those changes, but the minute they come outside from those treatments and these retreats, they're going back to the same shit they did before.
Yes, yeah, yeah. It's almost like a drug addict. Right.
And right now, I think half of the world will want peace. They want to, they need that. You want to be tuned with your body. You want to listen to it, meditate more, be aware to everything. So awareness is the key, you know, for pretty much everything. I guess, like I said, I didn't invent anything, really, nothing. And I guess in India, those Buddhists, they didn't invent anything. It's been there for many, many years. And I guess that shit worked. Right? It works. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if it didn't work, people wouldn't go there and wouldn't embrace those amazing, you know, being with yourself, hearing yourself, because only there you can actually be clear mind and clear with everything and actually feel feelings, you know, where in this insane world, when our kids are so using internet and TikTok, they don't feel shit. Everything is fast. Everything is like 1, 2, 3, let's do 1, 2, 3, let's, I'm like, cleanse in 2 days, in what? No, it doesn't happen that way. We need set, you know, it's a process. Cleaning is also a process.
Yeah, because it's very, I would say, important that people understand that the pace, right?
The importance. We are living in.
Yeah. I mean, the speed that we are living in is not natural, right? Like, we're not supposed to be hooked on, like, 15-second videos.
Ask Buddhists that sits there on the mountain. They will tell you.
Yeah. Or I would say, even ask themselves, right?
At the end of, like, the day.
Yeah, I would say, okay, you saw 100 TikToks today, right? How many of them do you remember? And they're like, none. Yeah. So that means you are just another drug addict finding your dopamine hit.
Because there is no soul. Simple as that. Where there is no soul, you can't be alive. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. There is no living. It will be icy. It will be stopped in time. Mm-hmm. If you don't have impression, you know, with all the surgeries and everything, if you don't have impression of your eyes, of your smile, of your wrinkles, it's froze. That means that, I mean, because people, at least in my days, people are related when I look at you, I see your expression, I look through your eyes. That means I look through your soul. I feel something from you. But when everything is froze, that's what you know, there is no connection, there is no soul. The soul comes from the gut, and the gut is emotions. And wherever you don't want to feel emotions, that's when you hide in them, and that's where you clog in them with constipation. That's pretty much what we do. And that's why there is a lot of people in the world that suffer from gut issues. And colon cancer is really on the high rise because of so many other things. But stress, medications, vaccines, I'm not talking about all the shit, drugs, things that are inside. Pesticides, colors, food coloring, all that shit.
Yeah. And what questions does a person who is coming for the first time have typically?
I didn't understand that one.
Like, what questions do they have? Like, what questions do they ask you?
Well, they will ask me anything. Am I going to shit tomorrow regular? I'm going to feel weird. Am I going to poop on my way home? I mean, so many questions. I'm going to be gay because the insertion. I'm like, yeah, you have no idea the questions I have. Yeah, so many. But the way I like to you know, to respond, I do respond with hug, with laugh. I'm on it. My recommendation is everyone 18 and up can do colonics at least for first time and see how it goes, see what comes out of your body. I recommend between 3 to 6 sessions to start a good cleanse. If you want a good cleanse, 3 to 6 sessions will be a good amount of sessions. And you can do them every day, every other day, or once a week. That depends on your time. And one very important key is the quick people will understand that we can carry up to 15 pounds of shit inside. So that's a lot. I know. See, you raised your eyebrow. That's a lot.
Yes.
And each time you do colonics, you do lose about 1 to 2 pounds of shit, not fat, shit. And that's a big deal. Now, people with constipation will need more, you know, obviously they're going to need more session. And people with cancer that takes medication and chemotherapy, they will need more session. But each person is different. Each person is individual. And I will tailor programs for each one. No one is coming with the same thing. And whatever you release today, not necessarily you're going to release tomorrow. So, and it also depends on what you eat, how your day goes, if you're more stressed. That's why I talk to the person every time. And no, you are not going to be addicted to it. Yeah, that's another question. You can be addicted pretty much to everything. It's really what you choose. And it's the responsibility of your therapist to tell you, stop, no. That's another thing. You can be addicted to fillers. If your doctor is not going to stop, you're going to look like a clown. But yeah, there is also those people.
Yes.
So it's important to in these days, it's important to everyone, especially not because of the physical aspect of it, but the emotional aspect of it, spiritual aspect of it, clearing your mind, clearing your skin, clearing your, vision. So many things happen.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Because a lot of people don't really think about this aspect of gut health, right, on a regular basis. It's probably because
no one talks about it.
Enough people. Yeah, there are not enough people talking about this.
Ganesh, I will ask you one question. Who wants to admit that they are full of shit? Do you know anyone beside me?
I don't think so.
No one wants to admit they're dirty. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
We are all full of shit. So if there is someone that needs to say it out loud, that would be me. That would be the crazy girl.
I don't know whether you're talking about emotional or physical or philosophical, full of shit.
Yeah, no, they're all tied together. Emotions are in the first chakra. The base chakra is our emotions. So yeah, when we release, when we hide, when we hold, we create constipation. The better we're going to release things that don't serve us, the better for our health.
Yeah, I would say the world is a lot constipated.
I'm telling you, my dream is to run one big colonic through the nation. That would release so many uptight ass people, so angry with no reason, so much hate instead of putting so much love, And this is all because the emotion aspect, the constipation aspect. I swear, we can live in a better world. We need to. This is for our society. This is for our kids. We need to be more kind to each other, more love to each other, more love towards ourselves. But if we're not doing it on ourselves, how can you expect it to do it to others? That's almost impossible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also like, Western medicine is so much about quick fixes, right? Like you have a headache, take this pill. You're fat, you probably take this pill.
I said labeling. We have to stop labeling and start being human. That's one of the things.
No, but what I was trying to say is, when people talk about supplements and vitamins, as you said, that you also have your own line of supplements.
Right? Yeah.
Or sort of vitamins. People don't speak about it much because it's like it goes against the whole pharma thing where, people would rather be slightly medicated than be, free of medication.
Right. Even about my supplement, I created my supplement line pretty much for myself and my client, and they're all connected to the gut health. So I have probiotics and digestive enzymes and colon cleanser and turmeric and B12 and D and magnesium, that they're all connected to the gut health. Now, also with supplement, we can get a lot of the vitamins from our food. So I always recommend, first of all, eat properly. You're going to get a lot of vitamins. Then do a blood test and see where you have deficiency. And only then buy what you need, not what they sell you. And another important thing, and I'm going to show it, it's very important to know how to read a label. If you see a list, a big list, a shopping list, leave that vitamin on the side. That means that it's not 100%. And whatever you're going to get from that vitamin is so low that you're going to lose anyway. So I don't even recommend. And about vitamin, we have to understand. Most of the vitamins you don't even want to take in the morning. You want to take at night beside the vitamins that waking you up. And why is that? Because at night you're sleeping. They can work. During the day, we lose almost 50% of the vitamin by peeing, poop, sweat. So imagine that you took some vitamin and you think you took like vitamin complex, whatever it is, complex. I don't like complex. Only 50% maybe will go to your organs and only maybe 10% will actually stick to where you really need, because if you're a clog, obviously it's not going to go. If you're full of toxin, it's going to wash, you know, so many things. Now, if it's not 100% of what you buy, so maybe you're going to get a little bit of vitamin B, but it's going to make you feel good that you're taking it. And another thing, you don't need a cabinet full of vitamins. You need only 4 vitamins, maybe 4 a day, not more than that. So the most important one I recommend is probiotics, and you want to take them at night because they're very, very important. And when you buy it, make sure it says probiotics. Only 5, 6, 7 types of probiotics, not a blend of anything. If it's a blend, leave it alone. It's not good for you. Mm-hmm. And digestive enzymes. We have lack of digestive enzymes in our flora, and it's very important to take them so they can break the food and they can break the protein we eat. And what happens if we don't have enough of those in our body? We feel bloated. Why? Because the food doesn't break. And that's bring me to all the paleo diet with all those crazy protein, insane protein that our body is not capable of breaking so much protein. That's not natural to our body. So we have to take, and we can find in our natural food, like enzymes in mango, in papaya. But how much mango and papaya you need to eat to in order to get it? So it's good to eat it, but it's good also to boost your body a little bit with it. Vitamin D is very important. But again, you don't take vitamin D because you want it. Make sure to do a blood test and see where you have deficiency. If you don't have deficiency, you don't need that vitamin because the body will kick it out. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even for vitamins, ask. Have knowledge. Don't just buy because Google says it's a trend. And don't do shit detox because Google say it is good. Every detox, juices are not going to clean you. Juices are just juices. Every detox needs to be tailored for the person because we're two different person, and my system is not your system. And there is things that will affect my body different than yours. And then we can only blame it didn't work for me. No, that doctor is not good. No, the doctor is good, but it doesn't work on you because you have different body. And there is no diet for all. It's like, that's why it needs to be tailored.
Yep.
And not instant.
So, yeah, not instant, but also understand your own body. But more importantly, be educated when you consume.
Be educated when you consume anything. Also food. There is a lot of good food that it's not healthy for you. You know,
yeah.
Not every healthy food is healthy for you. It can cause you a lot of troubles. Educate yourself. And in my book, I educate people exactly about every vitamin, who needs those vitamins, how to read the label, what type of food is good for you, what type of food is not good for you, and where can you find more things. So, yeah, that's why I love my book and I loved writing it, because I was able to really put everything up front so people can really understand and not do shit. And you can tell your audience to follow us on Instagram, where you can find on my link tree everything about what I do. Every episode we had on podcast about every single subject there is. And I was talking about so many subjects like fertility and cancer and anxiety and depression and hormones and menopause and so many things. And there is a lot of research you can find there and videos and so many good things.
Yeah, actually, that was my kind of next question. Like, if people wanted to get in touch with you, anyways, your link tree will be in the description.
Yeah.
For people to check out. And yeah, if they have any questions, of course.
Oh, for sure. Eric, my PR, will give you all the information, all the links for everything. So people can also WhatsApp me and ask questions. I do answer everything on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And more important, you have so much information and videos, real videos that I do. about the procedure and how it's done and what I do and about the book and so much information. And yes, I'm creating a movement around the world that I want people to talk really freely about poop and more important, make sure that they understand that it's okay. I'm giving permission. Everything is okay to feel that way. And it's okay to talk about shit. And it's okay to say the word shit out loud and feel great.
Yep. Yeah. I guess that makes sense. Yeah, with that, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I hope people really take their gut health into consideration and start acting on it.
For sure. It's never too late.
Yeah, and sorry.
It's never too late, you know? Poop might save their life.
Just might. Yeah, so thank you once again for being here. And yeah, hope to have you once more. In the future, maybe.
Of course.
When you write your next
book. Of course, with pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Ganesh. Thank you so much. Good morning in India. I'm honored to be in your show. And I really hope that people will follow us and ask questions and not to be afraid. And if they want to order the book, we will send also to India. And they can find all the links.
Yeah. So all the links will be in the description. And... guys, this is the end of the episode. So thank you so much for being here listening to a lot of shit and understanding how it works. Hopefully you took away some value out of this conversation. And until next episode, thank you and take care.
Thank you so much.